Pro-life advocates warn New Jersey law could criminalize prayer outside abortion clinics. By Catherine Hamilton on August 24, 2026. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill, D, signed a bill last week that criminalizes interference with reproductive or gender-affirming care. A law pro-life advocates are warning could majorly infringe on the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. The law criminalizes inflicting emotional harm against those seeking or providing reproductive health care services, EWTN News reported. It also bans filming and sharing videos within 100 feet of an abortion clinic. Under the law, law enforcement may order the immediate dispersal of a gathering that substantially impedes access to or departure from an entrance or driveway to a reproductive or gender-affirming health care facility during the business hours of the facility. The measure is a type of bubble law which creates zones around abortion clinics where free speech is limited in buffer zones, per the report. Violators of the law could face up to 18 months behind bars in addition to a $10,000 fine. New Jersey Right to Life Executive Director Marie Tasey called the law inherently subjective and warned it could pose a serious danger to free speech. Peaceful sidewalk counseling, prayer, holding signs, or simply offering help and alternatives outside a facility can easily be labeled intimidation by someone who claims to feel threatened, leaving pro-life advocates open to criminal charges that are difficult to disprove and chilling constitutionally protected expression, Tasey said. Lila Rose, a pro-life activist and founder of Live Action, said the bill is effectively preventing Christians from praying outside abortion facilities. This is a violation of the First Amendment rights of pro-life Americans. No person should be punished for praying for the unborn, Rose said in a post to X over a video of Sherrill signing the law surrounding by grinning women. Related, Catholic group urges Massachusetts governor be excommunicated for signing law legalizing abortions up until birth. Sherrill said she signed a bill in reaction to supposed attacks from the Trump administration. We have seen attacks from the Trump administration and other states on access to reproductive and gender-affirming health care, and attempts to impose restrictions across state borders. Here in New Jersey, we are standing firm in defense of reproductive freedoms, including the right to choose and the right to receive gender-affirming care, the Democrat governor said in a statement. No one should fear intimidation or violence for seeking health care, and no healthcare professional should fear punishment from another state for providing care that is legal in New Jersey. With this legislation, we are making clear that New Jersey will protect patients, providers, and the fundamental freedom to make personal healthcare decisions, she continued. Caitlin Wojtowicz, Executive Director Planned Parenthood Action Fund of New Jersey, also celebrated the signing of the bill. Today is a historic day in New Jersey. The signing of S-2260/A-2218 sends a message to the country that in New Jersey we protect reproductive and gender-affirming health care. This legislation will ensure that everyone can access the care that they need safely and with dignity, Wojtowicz claimed. 20 states across the country ban or severely restrict access to abortion. With this signing, New Jersey is standing up as a beacon of hope for reproductive health care across the country and ensuring that all patients and providers are protected for exercising their fundamental right to health care, she continued. New Jersey is one of several states that allows abortions up until the moment of birth. Other states include Massachusetts, Alaska, Vermont, Oregon, New Mexico, Colorado, Minnesota, Michigan, Maryland, and New Jersey, as well as Washington, D.C. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.